هم بود یه بار بود یه بار کوین سرکو آمین. In the Armenian church, there are four feasts that are dedicated to the Holy Cross. Three of them are found in the season of fall, of autumn. And they are the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, the Cross of Vara, and the Discovery of the Holy Cross, all found in the fall. There's only one feast that is found in the spring, and that is today, known as the Feast of the Apparition of the Holy Cross. And it is today that we remember how in the year 351, on May 7th, in the skies of Jerusalem, Saint Cyril of Jerusalem writes in a letter to all the churches, he writes that in the sky that day, the cross appeared, and it was brighter than the sun. It appeared for hours, and it was seen by everyone in the city, pagan and Christian. And he says it testifies to that Christianity. In the year 351, Christianity is going to, if it has not already, defeated paganism. The symbol of the cross has changed over time. Throughout the centuries, the cross has had different meanings. It has meant death and it has meant life. The cross has represented the destruction of demons and also the victory for the faithful. It shows that it is the end where sin ends and where new life begins. It is a doorway and a bridge, and it is also a burden and a responsibility. Every Christian should have in their mind constantly Christ's words, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." But then the question always arises, what is our cross? And what are we supposed to do with that cross? In today's gospel, we hear Christ saying, "My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me." And earlier in the gospel, he goes on to, he says, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me." But the question then we ask is, what about us? What are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to live our lives? What are we supposed to do to be like Christ? And if we ask our bishop, Bishop Daniel, his answer is not, what should we do? That's not the question. We should ask not what should we do, but what should we be? Who should we be? We are called to transform ourselves through the cross. We are called to transform ourselves, those around us, and even the entire world as Christians. We are called to transform the world through the cross. And so often we think that the way to be a Christian is a checklist, that we're supposed to check off things every day that we do, and that makes us a good Christian. I've read the Bible, I've prayed, I've done my good work, I've fasted, and so on. But in reality, Christianity is not a checklist, but it is a goal that we are constantly striving to be. Something that is very hard to attain, and that is being Christ-like. Many of us, unfortunately, myself included, try to curtail those responsibilities. We try to lighten our cross's load, and we try to make it easier. Because it is so much easier to be a Christian when we don't have so many responsibilities. When we don't have to try to be someone, we just have to do things. Get them out of the way in the beginning of the day, and then the rest of the day we can do what we want. But in reality, when we cut the corners, and we try not to be Christ-like, but we live our life as a checklist, we are never able to reach our destination. And our destination is Christ. There's a story of multitudes passing on a road, each with their own cross on their shoulder. And as they're walking, one of them decides that his cross is too heavy. So being a sly person, probably Armenian, he decides to take that cross, and he goes behind a bush. He takes out a saw, and he starts to saw part of that cross off, the top part. He then takes the bottom part and he takes and cuts off the bottom of it. And he puts the cross back on his shoulder and he sees that it's much lighter now. It's not heavy. And so he's excited and he says, all right, I'm going to go back to the road. And he goes to the road and he joins the people. And it's so light that now he's able to walk faster than everyone else. He walks so fast that he passes everyone. And he's so far ahead that the people fall all the way behind. And he's walking along the road and he's so excited and happy that this is a light cross he has to bear. Until he comes to a cavern, a valley, a canyon, a zone. Canyon. And he comes to the canyon and he sees that he can't pass this canyon, but he sees on the other side of the canyon, he sees Christ sitting there in his throne. And so now he thinks to himself, how can I pass this canyon? What can I do? I can't go down. It's too deep. And there's no way I'm going to climb up again. I can't go around. How am I supposed to pass this? And now as he's thinking, the people, the multitudes come and join him on his sides, and he sees them, each one of them taking their cross, and lying them down across the canyon. The bottom of the cross on one side, and the top of the cross on the other side. And each one of them starts to walk over the canyon, using their crosses as bridges. But this man, who cut his cross, who thought it was too heavy to carry, cannot put his cross down. It is too short now. And if he were to put the cross there, it would fall into the canyon, into the abyss. So often, and he remains on his side, and he is not able to reach Christ on the other. So often, we as Christians think we should cut our crosses. We should lighten our crosses, because they are too heavy to bear. But we know that in life, there are valleys and there are mountains. There are canyons, and there are many, many high cliffs. And we use the cross that Christ has given us, as heavy as it may be, to be a bridge or to be a ladder to climb up. So often we cut them and we are not able to. And it is so difficult to try and glue it back together. Because we know from experience, many of us who have tried to cut those corners, who have tried not to live up to what Christ has called us to be, to try and redeem ourselves after that. We have the weight of sin and the weight of guilt on our hearts. It is up to each of us to carry that cross. That means putting to death our desires, putting to death our plans, and to following Christ and becoming like him. It is difficult to do. It is hard. We don't want to do it. We want an easy life. We want a checklist Christianity. You can have a checklist Christianity if you want. You go to other churches. But the Orthodox Church has always taught that Christianity is not easy. It is difficult. And it is difficult to make us into something better, to make us into something that we are supposed to be, to make us into Christ. So today, as we celebrate and remember the appearance, the apparition of the Holy Cross in Jerusalem, 16 and a half centuries ago, I ask that we also remember that the cross appears in our lives very often. And we must use our cross as a bridge to bring us closer to Christ, to each other, and to whom we are supposed to be, Christ himself. Amen.